Hello, everybody. Welcome to the post show for episode 2 of Far Verona. Let's talk about Yancey. Can we talk about Yancey for a minute?
Or so, old Yancey.
This is the thing that I love about doing like RPGs like with an audience, is that sometimes I'll just be like, I don't know, he's a soldier, he's an asshole, he doesn't matter. And then the audience and the players will all kind of pick up together, like, oh, this is interesting. I like this guy. Let's make him. And I'm like, all right, cool. We'll give this guy a name. He's around now. He's on the ship. This is a thing. I really like having more sort of characters that, because this is a spaceship, right? So they're going to stick around with you. I promise this is not the last scene of him. He's going to try and make your life miserable. I had an idea for a thing I want to do, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for you for next. Save it for you. But more to that point, like, how is it for you playing the kind of outsider in that situation of like playing a character who, like, you don't have the same, he was right and you were wrong, even though he was wrong.
Yeah. Right?
How is that?
I did that on purpose. Because I wanted to, like, I like chaos. I'm one of those people that I like to incite like moral turmoil. That's my favorite thing about RPGs, is like, but that's bullshit. And I love when, like, and I know it's gonna happen, like episode 1 people were kind of like filthy pleb, and like episode 2 there was like already less of that in chat, because the more and more, like, I mentioned it earlier, but like where I went to school, like, you know, the caste system is still alive and prevalent and taught in high school, right? And so to, like, people make light of it, but to, like, I didn't want to miss the opportunity to at least bring that up, where it's like, but that's nonsense, but that's bullshit, it shouldn't be that way. And any opportunity I get, but here's the thing, Riley is very practical, so she's not a hothead the way Bronze is. And so I always have to, like, pick my battles. And there's times where, like, the waiter frustrated me and I wanted to say something, but I didn't feel like it was the time or place. But I think with Yancey, it was like special, or it was different. And it was one of those things where I just had to hope going into that situation that somebody on my team would have my back and not let him shoot me, which I had reasonable, yeah. I had reasonable hope that they wouldn't. But it was one of those cases where it was like, that to her was the line, because she used to be, you know, a soldier, and it was upsetting to her to see, like, a soldier lose decorum. Like, he had no discipline in that situation. He took off his helmet, he put down his weapon, he started crying, you know, and that's after he made this, like, awful flaw of shooting at that point what we thought was a civilian. But even if she wasn't, escalating the situation from a simple, oh, we have to catch this guy and detain him, to endangering the entire crew, which upset me, because if there's one thing that Riley hates, it's incompetence. And so for me, like, with the whole caste system in play, self-preservation is always on Riley's mind. She's grown up knowing, like, about the different classes and knowing where she stands. But there's times where her emotions do get the better of her, and she has to know when to just hope that someone will have her back in that case. But I think everyone was so upset with him that it worked out.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We start with situations that seem really clear, and then they become less and less clear as we go and we get into the characters and we understand these things. Like, yeah, it's going to be interesting when you're like, you got my back, right? And then you say something dumb, and it'll be the person who normally takes care of you is going to need to make that decision of like, oh, wait, this would be really bad for me to back you up. This is the whole, like, you're a loose cannon and we gotta let you go this time.
Yeah, which is why I try to make it, like, make it less loose cannony. And like, just to clarify, now that, you know, Booker has asked her to drop it, like, she's not going to do anything childish. She gave that man her word. She respects him. But if he does something to her, that I obviously can't control. But she, from her end, it's over. The issue is closed. She said her piece. Booker reprimanded the dude. Like, she's not gonna, because she knows it's not a fight she can win. She understands that. Even if he deserves it, she knows it's not a fight she can win.
Well, and that's something that I'm interested in. And, like, so people observed even in the first episode that Booker seems adjacent to or aside from a lot of the kind of noble politics stuff. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Max? Like, where what do you think in terms of like Booker's connection to, because he's a noble, right? He's part of that system.
Yeah, that very much part of the reason why Booker, you know, he's kind of standing up for you, but he's trying to still remain, you know, objective authority figure or whatever. Or the soldier in general, he just fucked up, right? In Booker's mind, yeah, and in just, you know, breaking protocol and being professional and keeping his shit together, like, he fucked up there. So he already was in a bad place with Booker, and then he just started, you know, talking shit to you, and it's like, well, no, focus. You're the one that fucked up, bud. So he's getting to talking to regardless. And already, like I've mentioned before in the past, like, Booker is the sort of person, he is from a noble household and bloodline, but since he's been around it all his life, he's fucking tired of it. He's tired of all the bullshit that comes along with thinking that you're better than everybody else. He judges people on, that's why when you're like bloodlines and all, he's like, bloodlines don't mean shit.
I think it's interesting because it's a real easy position to be in when saying that stuff doesn't make any difference. You could be like, being a noble doesn't matter, but I am one and it's good, but don't take it away from me, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's irrelevant. Everybody's for sure, the same.
Yeah. And that might come up for sure. Like, that might absolutely come up.
I'm going to make sure that happens. I like that Booker is like at a distant remove in terms of like jadedness to my favorite anime protagonist, Cinnamon Bun, Jason Argus.
Anime protagonist.
I love that your response to my, like, I'm like, yeah, here's your rival. And she's like tough and cool. And you're just like, golly, hi, how you doing? This is fun. I love robots. And I'm like, I think cool. She demeans you and slaps you on the butt. And you're like, don't smoke cigarettes. It's like, oh, he's too good for this world.
Well, I think, like, it's so easy to play the kind of, the, you know, like, I could have made him, like, the cocky, arrogant kind of, like, oh, he's too good for the world, or, like, the hothead kind of thing. I could have done that, but I just think that, like, you know, you do have people that do, like, you know, he still thinks that she's a piece of shit. Like, she's just like, fuck you. Like, you can try and demean me, but this isn't my house. This is, you know, I don't care about you. Like, he kind of wants to rise above it a little bit. Like, he wants to kind of be like, no, I want to be an example of how we can actually fucking get along for a fucking change, you know? Like, and I think, like, in his backstory, like, there's kind of a reason that he kind of has a very optimistic outlook on life. Like, and he thinks that, you know, actually somebody who's willing to put that much effort into beating him, he can kind of see something worthwhile in that. He's like, yeah, okay, you are a good pilot. I want you to keep being better. Like, we don't have to be enemies.
This speaks deeply to me as a Canadian, in that I will often respond to people being really competitive by being like, you obviously want this more than me, so please, like, you win. Yeah. Congratulations. You did a really good job. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for beating me.
I think
instead of being like, no, well, I'll throw you. I think that's, we probably learned that from you. Good stuff. But it is really cool. I like that we had that little bit at the end to sort of learn some of that stuff about the characters, give everybody a chance. I'm like, flesh out.
Yeah, I really like that, actually, especially tied into the idea of XP and leveling up skills and stuff as well. Like, it makes sense, and it's like that little, those little tiny moments. Like, I really like the one with Nomi kind of having the more quiet moment. Like, that was really cool.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated about Nomi, and I'm definitely gonna give you more opportunities to kind of reel out that, like, the little dot 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 you left everybody there with. I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's nice. I'm gonna see. Yeah. I want to see more. I'm interested to see, because again, like, I'm drawn to, like, character interactions. And I'm really interested to see when a player says, like with Nomi, when you were like, yeah, she doesn't really have, like, people, like, she's hanging out with, and she's like by herself, like, studying stuff. And I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. So let me try some NPCs and see how they react to you, and see how you react to them, and see what that, like, looks like. Because you know that there are people on the ship who are just like, oh, Nomi's eating lunch by herself again. Let's go try to be your friend. Or, like, you know. Yeah. So I think that'll be fun. What are you thinking? I have a scene for you at the beginning of the next bit when we do the debrief. But what are you thinking about your relationship with the other characters in the group? Because I feel like even during the mission, she was, like, a little bit, like, apart or aside from them.
Yeah. I think it's natural for her to feel separate from the other people, but she, like, still wants to work well with them. You know, like, she's like, okay, here's the mission. And she is very, like, motivated by that mission. And her desire to complete it is strong. But she's definitely not, like, the military person that most everyone else on the ship is, which makes her feel, like, separate. Because they're all, like, pilots or, you know, like, mechanically inclined and that kind of stuff. And she's more about, like, inner focus and that kind of thing. So, and like you were talking about, I liked kind of the description of the, like, Jean Grey thing, you know, where it's like, if she doesn't keep this under control, it can very easily spiral out of control. So being like quietly focused is really important.
Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting with psychics in this universe, because it's very rarely like, I don't have any power and I'm slowly like ascending in power. It's more like I had to put these brakes on this overwhelming ability that I have, and I'm only slowly like getting, like, letting it out, which I think is a really cool way to kind of handle that, because you do have access to all kinds of crazy powers, but they're very, very dangerous. And that would create a sense of like isolation. So yeah, I'm curious to see what other like relationships Nomi has with people in the ship, and maybe like, cause there's probably like one or two other people that have MES. They may not have the same systems as you, but that'll be cool to see that develop a little bit. Cool. Yeah. So we'll get more into the crew of the ship. We'll talk more about kind of how everybody gets along. We'll do a little more ship stuff. We'll do a debrief, and then I'll give you a new mission. But goals for next time. So this is ways for you to gain experience based on the stuff that you guys want. So, you know, I talked a little bit about this back when we first started. Think about a short-term goal that your character can accomplish, something that's like fairly like close at hand, fairly easy to accomplish, and then like a longer-term goal that you can kind of work on over time. And you'll get XP for those in addition to like mission-based.
How long-term is long-term?
Like it's really up to you. The longer term it is, like the more difficult the goal, the more XP it's worth. So like the swan song example of this was first session, Jeff wrote for his character a goal that was get revenge on the general who betrayed me. And it took him like 30 episodes or something to get revenge. And then he earned a ton of experience and then he retired. So it can be really long, or it can be like something like bigger, like get a higher rank on the ship, or become you know, known for my loyalty, or something like larger. Short term, you kind of want to like try to do it in a session or two. Longer term can be however much you want, and then it'll be worth more the harder the goal is. Cool. Yeah. So something to kind of think about, and feel free to like, these will be public information, right? We'll let chat know. You can, if you really want to have like a secret goal, because invariably someone is like, Adam, I don't want to. It's fine. We can play that game. But you can also work with each other to build goals, right? To be like, I have a goal that I'm interested in, and I think your character might also be interested in that. Like, let's work together and see if we can like come up with one for both of us. Because then you have help. Right? You both kind of working towards the same thing. You can also have goals that are directly opposed, right? You can be like, you want this thing? I want you to not have that thing. And we can get a little bit of that kind of inter-character headbutting, which can really be fun too. So think about that between sessions. I don't really have, like, I know this is the thing, chat noticed this, and I know we all had a little bit of like stumbling through this. Learning a new system and doing stuff like combat for the first time always feels like more complicated than it actually is. Like in 10 episodes, we'll be like, oh yeah, no, this is really easy. Thanks for being patient and toughing that out, everybody. There's no easy way to do that except by doing it. So, I know I appreciated that.
It seemed, I mean, it was nice to see some people in chat being like, well, it's the cool part is that we're learning, you know, with them too. I think especially with Stars Without Number, because I know it's a popular game, but it's not as popular as like D&D. You know, it's not as common as D&D, which everybody, you know, who does role play stuff like that probably knows that system pretty inside and out, if that's the, you know, that's their main shit. So this is kind of neat that a lot of people are learning with us. It, for now, it's nice. And then they're going to learn the rules better than us. And then we're going to get them.
Well, and that's the payoff, right? Is that like, they're all learning with us, and we're playing a system that not everybody knows. It's a much simpler system than 5e. It just feels complicated because we don't know it as well. And then chat exacerbates that by being like, I'm confused. What are they doing? I don't know.
So it definitely, it looks more complicated than it is. I can tell that it's simpler. I just got to figure out where things are, learn the interface, learn. Then it's just muscle memory and you know exactly where all that, that stuff is.
It doesn't help that when like roleplay, like the Roll20 rather, sorry, updated all the character sheets from when we played last time and stuff like that. Like I'm learning to use Roll20. Like I've never used these character sheets before. So like knowing that I can just click it and like, oh, I've got to add a modifier on the other screen and stuff.
Yeah. They only like launched this morning too. So I don't even really, like, I couldn't really even guide you through them. So I'm going to take some time and dig through and make sure I understand what they mean. So if you have any questions.
Yeah, I didn't actually notice that there was like a place to click on there to select which stat you wanted to roll with, because in the last player sheet you click and then it asks you. I realized I actually didn't select a stat for any of my rolls because you have to click on a specific spot. If you don't click there, it just kind of does a raw roll, but you have to click like right next to like the plus
you click
one
it and
stat.
Select, and then you can leave it.
Thankfully the skills I rolled with today didn't have modifiers, but in the future that could have been like a bad thing, I guess. So
So we'll get it all squared away, and I'll make sure to like really like dig into them extra some time now, and then cool. Anything else? I'm good on commentary. You guys have anything?
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that was cool. Hey. It was neato.
Glad no one died.
I'm also glad
that too, because that was a very real possibility.
Yeah, that was scary.
I was really scared at the first.
Now you're
point.
Now you're all you're, 3 you're, HP. You're drowning at points. So I don't know.
I only have 3, so I'm still pretty weak.
Fine,
I just roll a 1 and then a 2. That's awful. It doesn't help that my constitution is -1, so.
Yeah, it sucks. Just need to find a way to make sure.
What? I couldn't have just rolled like 1, like a 5 or a 6. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, evidently not. Well, we'll see. We'll see how you look at level 3. Maybe you'll redeem your bad hit.
I'll have like 4 HP then. It'll be great.
Possible. Totally possible.
Yeah.
All right, cool. If y'all, I mean, you have the link now for the Q&A, so if you want to go and see what the people are asking about, there's an update to one of our fans is doing a assessment of every role so far in the game. And it looks like Nomi stayed about average. Everyone else rolled worse today than they did last week. Like, all of the lines dipped slightly. So that's good. We'll see if we can bring that back up next time. But yeah, pop into the thread, see what people are asking about, and we will see all of you next week for another episode.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great. Cool. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming. See you next time.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.